Oh wow. Oh, wow. I read an article that linked it. Is it miss you?
Were those lights always here? Is this an addition? Was it? The lighting was better in here.
I know. She was here.
Did they change anything?
No.
Did you get these lights in dorms?
Yeah.
Did you get these lights in dorms? I don't want that out.
Usually, when you have a yontif, like Klal Yisrael, there's a day of yontif. There's Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot. Sometimes you have a Chol HaMoed, an extended Tkufa. But Elul has a yichud to it that we don't find in other areas. Elul, the whole Chodesh of Elul is miyuchad. It's kilu ke'ena yontif. It's an Eis Ratzon. We're going to see this Chulas Hazman. As this Chodesh of Elul, every second of Elul, every minute of Elul, has tremendous opportunities that we don't have the whole year. Big opportunities to make a change, to grow, to be Mis'alem Mis'raimim in ways that we usually don't have. And that's what the Yontif of Chodesh Elul, every Rosh Chodesh is a Yontif. But today is a Meyuchadik Yontif. Because over here we're celebrating the whole month is a yontif. The whole month is miyuchad. As Bez Hashem, we want to see the skulas hazman. We want to see together eitzes ma'isyes how we can be misayir and be misaleh together. As the Mishnah Bura in the beginning of Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, Tov Kuv Pei Aleph, he brings down two ramazim for Chodesh Elul, and these two ramazim is the mafteach. It's not just a nice remez, a good word to say over by the Shabbos table. It's the mafteach to make this Chol Elul into a life changer, into an experience, a whole different experience. We'll see one more remez from the Kaf HaChaim. That'll be the crown on the whole picture, the Ezras Hashem. As let's start slowly. The Mishnah Bura brings down from the Rokeach, and it's also an Arizal, a Shalom, that the remez of Chodesh Elul is in Shir HaShirim. Ani l'doidi, l'doidi li. That what Chodesh Elul is Chol Ed Elul, is the Zman, v'machazik akesher l'Hashem. Ani l'doidi, l'doidi li. Now, usually when it comes to Chodesh Elul, we're used to hearing the other remez of the Shlach. Aryeh Shoyig Milo Yira. Aryeh is Rosh Tevis Elul, Aleph Elul, Reis Rosh Hashanah, Yud Yom Kippur, Hei Hoshana Rabbah. Aryeh Shoyig. Hashem is Shoyig, it's Man HaDin, Milo Yira. it's a Zman Elul of Din. People speak about how an Elul, they used to shape the Mishpat is coming. And that's also a Remez, and that's also an angle of Elul. But the Mishnah Brura brings down a different Remez. A Remez of a love song, Ki'ilu, of a Shir of Ava, of Shir HaShirim, the beautiful song that Shlomo HaMelech wrote in his happiest moment of life. He wrote a Shir Ava to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, called Shir HaShirim. And in those psukim, we find the remez to Elo. Lamedcha Elo is a tremendous man to be machazik our kesher with Hashem. That's what Elo is about. And Reb Shimshon Pinkus writes in his Sefer, a beautiful Tosefos on this. He says the remez of Chodesh Elo is, I mean, the mazel in Shamayim by Chodesh Elo is a psula. As why is pumped the mazel of Chodesh Elul psula? As the Ramban he brings down says, it's a remez la'ava. Ava, the ish v'ishto, when they first get married, Reb Shimshon Pinkus wants to add a knech. He says it's the remez that a psula, when she gets married, it's the first time. It's a simon of ischachos. There's no simcha like the chosin. Biyom chupasai, the kala, biyom simchasai. As Elul is we come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu like a psula. It's like our first time. We want to be mischadish. My wife said to me, we're getting older, she reads in the magazines about midlife crises, the problems that go on when you get to a certain age, the problems with shalom bias, that, you know, it used to be you were taking care of the children, now the children are older, they still need a lot of taking care of, but they're a different kind of taking care of. They're older, not the same. And, you know, it's just a different motive. Now you left at home, many crises, find middle life crisis. There's a therapist in Lakewood that said that if you know how many people are on relaxants, that's a fancy way of saying medications, relax people. When they get to a certain stage, and Bisman said, the therapist will probably say, you read the Sadiris, middle age of marriage is 30. That's what they'll probably say. Vinishvi, the problems of Shalom Bayis. As I turned to my wife, I said, I have a great solution. We're starting Shalom Rishayin over again. So, we're gonna start over again. Let's be Bishachos. Let's put it on to a whole different level. Do you know what that means? Of course I know what it means. I'm very excited to do it. As Elzman, you know what Elzman is? We're Shana Rishonim with Hashem again. That's it. You know, you get to a certain page with your relationship in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, midlife crisis. And by Bachrim it happens also Mitzman, Mitten Bein Hazmanim, Mitten V'chule. You get midlife crisis with your relationship with Hashem. As Elul is Besula. Shana Rishayim, we're honeymooning again. We're Ki'ilu being Mischadish, that Kesher of Ava with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mamish like Ramadish Gold, those couples, Mamish tight. We're Mamish being Mechazik the Ksharim with Hashem. Ani L'doyidi, V'doyidi Li. That is what Elul is about, coming with an excitement. Be machazik the kesher with Hashem. But how do I be machazik the kesher with Hashem? I've known him since I was in cheder, since I was in elementary school. I've been hearing this remez of Elul since I was in elementary school. I've been telling it to my kids. How am I supposed to get excited from it? That's the first thing, and this is very important. The reason why many of us look the way we do in Yiddishkeit is because we heard things when we were children and we haven't thought about it since then again too much. As we go with our childish havanas, if we'd only think about things as mature adults, the things would have so much more meaning and be so much deeper. As we're gonna think, what does ani l'doidi v'doidi li on a more mature level, on a more adult level? What does that mean, ani l'doidi v'doidi li? Let's start off with a Doidi Li in a relationship. What does Doidi Li mean? Everything I have is from Hashem. He's my life. He's my everything. He's my chokhmah. He's my koyach, my energy. He's my shifa. He's my everything. Everything I have comes from him. Boy b'mida, what I have comes from him. Boy b'mida, I'm super special beyond. Because when what we learn on Elom is what is the real Ani. We live in a dar where one of the hardest things for people, one of the biggest nisyanis for people, is what is your identity? Who are you? It comes to Elul. Elul is what's gonna set us straight. Who are you for real? As you want to ask a person. So, who are you? How do I know who you are? So you want to know who I am? I'll tell you. Look at my watch. You can tell who I am. Look at the name brand on my Bugatti. You know who I am. Look at the car that I drive. Look at the house I live in. And one more way. Look how much money I'm making. Please don't look how much money I'm making. But look how much money I'm making. Oh. Now you know who I am. Look at my simcha. Look at the meat board. You know who I am. Look at where I went for vacation. Now you know who I am. Now I'm either choshev or I'm not choshev. That's Ani. Comes along Elul, it plugs in with a battery. And some people, it's the other way. Look at my frumkeit. Look at what hashkacha I eat. Look at what hashkachas I don't eat. I do not step foot in a pizza store. I'm on a whole different level. I look at my haircut. Some people look at my haircut, look at me, look how cool it is. It's like midurag. And then I'm blushing. And some people look at my haircut. It's blushing, I'm bald. Wow, I'm blushing. I'm from. Look at my pace, they're popping. That's me. Can't you see how frum I am? I'm so special. Look at my jacket, it's shining bright. Some people are shining because it's a new boss, and some people are shining because they've worn it for 2 years. That's me. Rebbeinu d'kuli alma, what are you really? That's what Elul is about. That's the olive base of tshuva. Ani, who are you? L'doidi. As much as you're mekusha l'Hashem, that's who you are. That's what you are. You're a neshama k'dosha. You're not a goof. Just like you understand the goof is the kisui to the neshama. It's not you. Your clothing is the kisui to you. Your car is the kisui to you. Everything on the outside, your money is something about you, but it's not you. Ani. Who is Ani? Ani? I'm a chelik eloi kamimal. And the more I'm a chelik eloi kamimal, the more I'm a oira, that neshama, that chelik eloi kamimal, the more special, the more beautiful, and the more precious I am. Every one of us is automatically, we were born, banim atem l'Hashem. We are made that we're a chelik eloi kamimal. We have a beauty inside of us. The more we enhance the beauty, the more special we are. Ani l'doidi. Where is this nirmaz in Chodesh El? It's a nice word. Where do you see it in Chodesh El? Do you know where Chodesh El is nirmaz? The tour starts off in Tav Kuf Pei Aleph. The tour is not such a popular sefer. We don't know why. But the tour in Tav Kuf Pei Aleph starts off, and he says, the 40 days of Elul are connected the 40 days that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai. And he came down with the Lucha Shniyais. That's the 40 days of Elul. Mishum ze de Yimei Rotzeh. The 40 days of Elul have a beautiful meaning. Klal Yisrael had a chitun with Hashem. They hit the highest madrega by Kabbalah Satayra. The simcha was nifladik. Mitoich achupa, they made an ego. Zog the Gemara in Shabbos, Moshe l'ma'adov adoyim. Akala gets married. She has one of those fancy shtadi holes in Lakewood. Mamish the top hole, top band. Mamish the place, the shmog was out of this world. The band, the chuppah was like, whoa, the singer, an hour at least. Mamish miyuchad, the concert. Ah. The husband, he goes out of the yuchad room for a couple of minutes. He comes back. His wife is there with another man being Mizana. The relationship is killed. It's gone. In the chuppah? In the chuppah? In HaSinai we brought an egel. So the Gemara in Shabbos, it's like in the most beautiful chuppah that Hashem made for us, we brought the biggest shmata. It's like bringing a smartphone into your lives. It's bringing the shmata into the chuppah. And I mean open smartphone. With kol tuma sheyesha. The husband comes into the yichud room with his wife and she says, wait a second, every day I watch a certain show. I've been waiting to see this show. Give me a couple of minutes, okay? Just the show. What are you, Meshuggah? You're married. As that's the angle. Klal Yisrael thought they were done. Finished. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you got another chance. They did tshuva, and they came back. And they got Luchai Shnius. That's what Elul is about. We haven't been the greatest in this relationship with Hashem. But with Hashem, it doesn't matter. Because Doidi Li, He loves us. He wants to help us. And if He sees we're going to come back and we're going to try to reconnect, He is going to help us. Zuck the Remez Hashemi of the Kaf HaChayim, that the 40 days that Moshe Rabbeinu went up is connected to 40 days of Yetziras Havlah. It takes 40 days for a baby to develop into a person in its mother's stomach. This is a nafgamina in halacha also. Until then, the blood is called Maya Balm. It's not called a person. It's not called a nafe. It's not called a uber. I'm sorry. There are 40 days in the Yetziras Havlah. That's what El is about. It's a zman lischadish. It's a zman to come back. It's a zman to be shana rishayna again. I goof. I'm not perfect. We're not perfect. Einish ba'aretz asher lo yechta. Ein ma lasos. And it's a shvera golus and a shvera dar. And there's so many nisyanis for all of us. But we want to show Hashem. We want to shana rishayna again. We want to come back. Moshe Rabbeinu comes down from Har Sinai with what? In the end of Parshas Kisisa, he comes down with Karnei HaHayim. The yefi of a human being. Zot de dasteinu mibalei tesis. Yesa barichos l'shlom. That is the beauty of his neshama shine. Klal Yisrael was chayte, but they made a comeback. They made a new ischachos. Every elo, we have a time to make a new ischachos. A new connection to Hashem. A deeper connection, Tasha. We have a chance to come down with our Karnei HaHoid. To have a new Yetzirah going on inside of us. That's what Elul is about. As that's the Zman of Elul. To re-establish what is Ani. Ani? And how do we re-establish it? By understanding. Doidi Li. We got a Doidi who's behind us, who loves us, who wants to help us, who wants to lift us up. He gave us everything we have, all we have in our lives are from Him. Mitoich Ava Gedoilo. Our existence. Elul is the time that we're reconnecting. How do we reconnect? You'll excuse me one more mashal. Elul is the time you ever have your cell phone, it dies, You have to put it back into the thing to recharge it. Elul is, after a whole year away from Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur, our battery's on low. You gotta stick it back. Bachurim rent cars, Ben Azmanim. Did your car ever run out of gas? Very low on gas. Bachurim can't zoom up those hills, you know, it's not working. Elul is the time to put the gas back in. On a computer, sometimes you're not connected to the memory. Sometimes you have to connect to a big memory piece. You have those big boxes you connect to, sometimes an on key. Elul is the time you gotta plug in the on key. You gotta plug in the memory. You gotta put your head back on. There's sometimes where the gas inside you is running low. The shifa for ruchnius, the chuka for ruchnius is running low. Elul is the time we can plug the gas in. We can plug you back to the chashmal. How do we do that? What's my gas? What's my brain? What's my shiva for ruchnius? What's gonna do it? There's only one way, and that's Hashem. Hashem is our brain. Hashem is our shifa. Hashem is what gives us every koyach, every shifa, every chokhmah is Hashem, thinking about Hashem. Like Rabbeinu Yonah says, that when Klal Yisrael think about Hashem, that itself electrifies them, and Yitzdugu Kol Yisrael, it turns them into tzaddikim. Realizing about Hashem. How do we think about Hashem? So what does that mean? I'm going to think about Hashem all the time? Not a bad idea. But some people so I'm going to think about Hashem all the time. That gives me a lot of pressure. Can Hashem, I agree, I should think about Hashem in the Beis Medrash, by Shachris, but afterwards I want to go drink my iced coffee. I have to think about Hashem too. I want to eat my breakfast. I want to live my life. I want to have a break. I have to think about Hashem too. That's very tense. It's very hard for me. Can't you give me a break, Hashem? You know, I was with you the whole day in the Beis Medrash. At 10:30, I'm going back to sleep to my deer. I'm going back to chill. Bye-bye, Hashem. It's chill time. I need to cool down. I need to relax. I think Hashem is wonderful. Sometimes. I need a break. I can't, it's too heavy for me, too intense. Don't get too intense with me. The question is how we look at Hashem. If we look at Hashem like Oig Melech HaBosha, Hashem is coming with a big stick, with a big guy. Okay, call my Secha B'Sefer Nechtavin. I'm watching everything you're doing. I'm gonna beat your brains out if you look. I'm gonna beat your brains out if you do that. Oh, you see me from Hashem. It comes El is the time we look at Hashem in a different light. He's not Oig Melech HaBosha, and he's standing there watching us and waiting to beat our brains out. Maisadi is Yerusha. I'm not saying it doesn't exist, but that's not the Nakuda of El. The focus in of El, this remez that we're working on now, and I realize you should work on Yerusha too, I'm not saying not. We're focusing on the remez that Chazal gave us. Ani ledoyvi. Start thinking of Hashem. He's there for me. He's with me. He actually made the iced coffee. Not the guy in the store who's charging you 30 shekel because he has a store on Beis Yisrael. Hashem actually made the iced coffee. And Hashem actually made the ice cream. And Hashem actually made the beautiful views. And Hashem actually made all the tanugim of Olam Hazeh. And Hashem actually made the enjoyment of shmuzing. And Hashem actually made the enjoyments of life. And Hashem actually did it with raw ahava for you. Hashem wants you to have good. Hashem loves you. Then you could be around Hashem all the time. Now, by certain people in marriage, their wife is Oig Melech HaBoshandu. The wife is on top of them, yishoyler on them, tells them what to do. They're not singing the song of Shir Hashirim to their wife. But when you have a good wife, oh, ani ledoidi, ledoidi li. Yeah. once a chidoni that showed me that he has a ring and she has a ring. We want to remember each other all the time. I wanted to tell him, you're lucky, I wanted to tell her, you're lucky if your husband remembers you when he goes out to the bar at night. You're lucky if he remembers you when he watches his smartphone. You're lucky because he put a ring on. That's kind of, that's it. We have a real relationship with Hashem. We can. It's up to you how intense it's gonna be. The thing that makes the relationship the most intense is Torah, Limud HaTorah. Mitzvahs is Makasher Medavik. Limud HaTorah is what's Makasher Kuchibricha V'Araisa Chad. Elul is Zman L'Schazik V'Torah. It's Zman L'Schazik V'Torah. Because every word of Torah we're saying is planting HaKadosh Baruch Hu into my neshama deeply. It's being ma'orer my neshama. It's being ma'orer d'ani l'doidi. It's lifting me up. It's changing me. It's making the karne ahoid. Where did Moshe Rabbeinu get his karne ahoid? When he came down from Har Sinai, when he was carrying the luchos, to tell you Torah is the karne ahoid of Adam. El is this man to come back, re-identify. What's Ani L'Doidi? How many hours a day did I learn? That's me. As there's a famous story in Bnei Bak that a couple came to Aaron Leigh Steinemann. The husband bought a Toyota. I'm not even sure what the top name is. Lexus, Maxus, I'm not sure. It'd be Michael. One of the very Seattle facelifts. I don't know. Top of the line, you'll excuse me, I forgot it. And the wife was plotzing. Why? They live in Bnei Brak. And all the neighbors' eyes are gonna pop out. No one has this car. As the husband says, so they should work on their midas. They got problems. I want a comfortable car. You know, when I sit in this car in the summer, it cools me up the seats. In the winter, it heats me up. This is they got problems. They got issues. They should work on their midas. Ella, they should go to Musa Shmuzim. So, what does it have to do with me? And the wife says, you're popping everyone's eyes. We're going to get Ayin Harashayin Kamayu. Your car is going to break because you can't do that. It's one thing if you live in a neighborhood where everyone's got one. Okay. So everyone's the same. But you bring it into the neighborhood where no one has. He started Lakan. Because what do? You go to the Gadol Hador, Rav Aaron Leib. So Rav Aaron Leib looked at the guy and he said, could you tell me, how many Masechtos did you finish? Did you ever finish Brachos? Did you ever finish Noshim? Did you ever finish Nezikim? He said, no. He said, no one in Bnei Brak is going to give you an Ayin. Don't worry, go now. Between me and you, it's a nice story. There are plenty of kids in Bnei Brak that are giving them Ayin. So, I'll tell you the truth. There are plenty of Bachrim, plenty of married people that are gonna give them Ayin. And I wanna tell you something else. Rav Aaron Leib knew that too. Not like one of those stories, you know, you hear, they don't understand the doors. Rav Aaron Leib knew everyone was passing, everyone was giving the Ayin. Why did he say the story? What he was coming to do was not to give an answer about Ayin Hara. That's when you learn the first sugya of Baba Basa and Hezekiah. Lo izu asugya kan. The sugya is a different sugya. Who are you? You're going around, you're schwitzing to everyone. Look at me. Ani, maze ani. The Ani is every word of Gemara you learn, every Rashi you learn, every Shnayim Mikra Ve'echad Targum, that's you, L'netzach Nitzachet. In this world, it's a very Olam HaShekem. No one can see if I did Shnayim Mikra Ve'echad Targum last week. Hey, look at me, could you tell? No? But I'm telling you, one day, everyone in the world's gonna know. because the Gemara in Chagiga says La'asad Lavai, they're going to know the difference between somebody who burnt 100 times and 101 times. And they're going to know the difference of everything you learn. You're going to shine differently. And then they're going to see what's really true now. It's not like then I'm going to change. Now I'm going to go to the car wash and clean me up, put some pieces in me, and mizeu. Now they're going to see what's really going on. We live in the Olam HaSheker. As El is the Zman, where Hashem plugs us in. He puts the Seichel in our head. We could see through what's going on in the world. We could realize what the real Ani, my value in life is. Ani, me and him, we're tight. Rishana Rishani, we're excited. We're going to connect in a whole different level this month. We're going to build it strong. We're going to put in a lot of effort to make this relationship into something special. We're in mid-life crisis, if not. We're mid-year crisis. We got to be mechazik that kesha. Ani l'doyidi. L'doyidi l'doyidi. And that's the meaning that we say every day by tefillah. L'dovid Hashem oiri v'yishi. What are we saying? We're saying elo. L'dovid Hashem oiri v'yishi. And that's what the Mishnah Brura says. The second rem is of el umal Hashem es levavcha es levav zarecha. Umal. Mila is a surgery. We're cutting off a piece of us. Elul, we can make a surgery. We could cut off a piece of us. There was someone that I met, he lost 40 pounds. He showed a picture before, a picture of Asher. He felt like $1 million. You know how hard I had to work for this? I went to gym every day. I'd watch when I momish. He got 40 pounds away. The taco looked better. Yeah, he used to mamish not fit in the seat in yeshiva. It was very hard to sit next to him on the benches of six every time Bachurim complained when they were on this guy's bench. Yeah, I'm telling you, really unbelievable. That's what Elul is. Mal Hashem is Levavcha. You can get rid of a lot of extra pounds that are weighing you down in life. You can cut it all away. And it's so easy on that. The surgeon is mamish available. Hashem's waiting to cut. Hashem's gonna help you. But you gotta be willing to change and to grow. You could come out of Elul as a beautiful kesev, the kesev that is the simon of Moshe Rabbeinu when he came down on Yom Kippur. Hashem Yaza, we should take the words to heart together. Invest very strongly in our connection to Hashem and our connection to Torah. And as Hashem, we should all be zeichel together to be mischadish, to be mischazik in ani l'doyidi. And as Hashem, we should all be zeichel to the second part of the doyidi li. And Hashem should be mashpia in us. Bracha, shefa, chochma, shifa, ruchnius, kashmius, chulei. To be a beautiful chodesh of Aliyah every day in this beautiful chodesh. Good wish, chodesh.